I would hope so. But what struck me was at Mass on Christmas Eve, and long lines of people going up to communion, I was reading the leaflet, which I normally doesn't do, but on the leaflet there it was, a prayer for your son or daughter who has left the church. And I have sons and daughters who have left the church. And in it says, please God, bring these people back. And they have strayed away, and let them come back. Now, if that's the idea of mercy, you know, we forgive these people, let them come back to confession, that is not going to work. And so therefore, mercy would have to be that we have to change within the church. It's like the old idea of ecumenism, or the Jews. We the Jews have to be converted. Now I see a new document in the Vatican just there a few weeks ago saying that just reconfirming the Jews are still the people of God, and they still have the covenant, and therefore all our old ideas of trying to convert these people, you know, that it was actually wrong. And how do you go about the year of mercy? It's like the Pope giving permission to the local bishop. If someone had an abortion, they can be forgiven. But it's not, that won't change anything if we have that attitude. Just let's be more merciful, you know, and that will bring the people back. And the people have strayed away, and unfortunately, now the people have strayed away for various reasons. Mine, for example, very active still in social work and trying to change society, but they see the structures of the church as anti-modernism. And they will say, like, for example, look at the position of women. You know, women have really second-class status in the church. The position of gay and lesbian people, even ordinary people who are excluded from, you know, as lay people, as Christian people, we are baptized and we have a right to be a part of the church. We're excluded from so much decision making. So all of these things have to change as well. So it can't be just saying we're going to be very merciful to you. All come back. All is forgiven. But they won't come back. Because that's not why, and they didn't stray, they protested, and they protested with their feet, and they left the church, and that's the reason. And so I think you have to forget about getting them back.
I mean, the concept of mercy is interesting as well, isn't it? Because there's the implication that the other person has done something wrong, as you say, in terms of straying or in terms of being, you know, any of the other things that are seen as wrong within the church.
Yes, yeah. And I would think it should be a year of justice. Last year I was at a meeting down in Limerick of international groups that Tony Flannery had organised, and I became a chair of a group. I haven't done much since. But the idea was to create a charter of human rights in the Catholic Church. Now, there's some work already done in America on it. And so that was the idea, is to have the way we'd work forward is, it's not true. See, I think is we talk about mercy first, and it's wrong. We have to talk about justice. You must be just, and then you can afford to be merciful. Because, and it's like saying love, or we love our neighbour, and, you know, and it's a very sort of emotional idea. You must respect their rights first. And that's the reality. And that's why so many young people were out there, you know, they came back from different parts of the world to vote for marriage referendum, because they saw that human rights of people are what, you know, that's the essence of the human person. We must respect that. And it's not sort of just saying, oh, you know, we've done wrong and sorry about that. And you're, as you say, you're forgiven. It's much, much more deeper than that. And it's even more so than, it's not just personal, because often you remember Pope Benedict, and in one of his letters, he sort of reduced it all down to, we have to change metanoia ourselves. And so if you keep on saying that, you'll never change the structures. Because there's always something wrong with me, and I've, you know, so therefore I have to fast more, I have to change myself more. And in the meantime, what could be causing all the problems could be the structures of the church, you know.
Is there any sense as well that maybe the church themselves need to look for mercy, or that they need to look for mercy from the public?
Yes, and that is a very important part, because we have to have a new reapproachment with society. I'm just reading letters there coming up to Christmas. Oh, how terrible, you know, Christmas has become atheist, it becomes secular. And rather than seeing the good that's around at Christmas, and we're always looking on that type of thing, is this society is bad, we are good. And we have all the answers. And we have to get away from that to see within society that there is great good. And it's God actually calling us to repentance in society. And when we were growing up, I did theology once, a central thing was, it was in Latin, extra ecclesiam nulla salvatio. And that means outside the church there is no salvation. And Protestant, everyone, you were excluded. You know, you were going to hell, and that was it. And that's been conveniently forgotten about. But that was preached as dogma. And so we're very bad in the Catholic Church as in sort of admitting that the Church was wrong. What we do is we pretend it never existed. Like saying that dogma outside the church there is no salvation. Now, that is totally unacceptable today. And what we also need is, an apology to so many people, to gay people. We need a new theology of being gay and lesbian. And if the church doesn't want to admit all that stuff intrinsically evil, well, we'll leave it aside, but we need something new, a positive way of coming forward. And I think that is the only way we can move, as you say, is we have to apologize. Now, apology in itself is not good enough. We have to change our teaching as well. So we say we're sorry about all of that. And when we are up with the Archbishop of Armagh, he agreed, oh, yes, yes. But we asked, like, will you not change the stuff? Oh, no, we can't change it, because it's almost dogma. And it's not dogma. It's baggage over the last 2,000 years. So we have to get rid, this year we'll have to get rid of 2,000 years of baggage. And I think that is, and that is the sad thing I see around, is that even during the referendum, I spoke to the Atheist Society on marriage referendum. And they were saying afterwards it was the first time atheists ever clapped a Catholic afterwards. So that is what we have to be able to see, that within all the groups in society, there is a goodness, and it's the Spirit of God is calling the church there out of its conviction that it alone is the way forward. It's a terrible mistake we have made, that we have the truth, and I'm sorry if you don't join us. If you've strayed, you have to come back to us, and you're finished.
Yeah. Although I suppose, I mean, maybe for some people who do feel, well, you know, I've moved away and now this is my opportunity. It's almost a little bit like a tax amnesty, you know, that we're just sort of saying, listen, whatever happened in the past, let's just forget it. Let's move on.
Yeah, that was the old way of looking at it. You know, priests, you know, they say, well, when they get married and they have children, they'll all come back. And that was the way it happened. And then I think it was Michael Paul Gallagher, he had a book I remember reading, The New Atheism. And he found it in universities that young people were not coming back. That was a very paternalistic way of looking at it. Oh, they're a bit of idiots, you know, and they're having a bit of a fling, and, you know, and Christianity is getting in its way. But, you know, they'll straighten themselves out and they'll all come back. If I said that to my daughter, she nearly hit me. Say, how dare you? I don't want your prayers, first of all. And I haven't strayed, you know. And it's that church of yours that needs to change. And the sooner it's gone back to its roots and all that structures are gone, the better. So then she'll come back. I'm not coming back. It's us moving forward.